Morning YouTube. Today is the 30th of September 2019, Monday morning. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Psalm 25:4. Moses said unto the Lord, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me thy ways, that I may know thee. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, I will give thee rest. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Exodus 33:12-14, Psalm 103:7, Psalm 25:9. The meek will he guide in judgment, the meek will he teach his way. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way which that he shall choose. Psalm 3:5-6, Psalm 16:11. Psalm 32:8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. He knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Welcome aboard, Andre Barros. Good to see you this morning. Job 23:10. He knoweth our frame. He doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Psalm 103:14. The foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. 2 Timothy 19:21. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Malachi 3:3. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. I will refine them as silver is refined, and they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Malachi 3:3 and Zechariah 13:9. Welcome aboard, Dennis Higgins, and welcome aboard Leon Kennedy with us this morning. It's good to know that we have a Savior who guides us with his eye. The Holy Spirit has many roles. The Holy Spirit comforts us. The Holy Spirit leads and guides and directs us. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin. Holy Spirit is the one who lifts up Christ. The Holy Spirit is residing within every heart, within every believer. He says that he knoweth our frame. We should be praying that God would show us and teach us his ways, like Moses did. Moses said, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. That should be our prayer. Many times we want to go our own way. Our own way leads to destruction. But God's way always leads to life eternal. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. many people are going the broad way that leads to destruction. Many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, and few there be that find it. And so our prayer this morning should be that God would lead us in his way, not our way. Many people try to trust in their own cognitive abilities to get them through life, rather than trusting in the awesome creator of the universe. Good morning, Howard Jett. Good to have you with us this morning. When we look to Christ, we are on the right path. When we realize that we don't have the abilities to spiritually walk in a way that's pleasing to God, only God can give us the strength and the mental abilities, spiritual abilities, to walk in his ways. We of ourselves will stumble every time. And when we realize how majestic God is, we can trust in his ways. You know, we don't want to be in the majority. Are you in the majority as to what people believe? If you are, in all probability, you're deceived. Are you more concerned about being accepted by your peers? We should be more concerned about having God in our lives and respecting him with fear. The Bible teaches a totally different track. Come out of the world and the worldly wolf pack. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil and his evil band. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. Narrow is the way that leads to life eternal, but the majority have been blinded. Evaluate what you believe, but pray first, my friend, because God is in control of your destiny and your latter end. Has he shown you that you're on the broad way to hell? Or does it matter not to you as long as your peers think of you well? One day it will matter when you stand before him, either clothed in his righteousness or depending on your friends. The question is, where will your friends be then? If you are weak, weary, and heavy laden, then I have good news for you. Jesus tells us in his word for you to come to him, and the only way you can come is if you've been born again. Think and ponder on these things. And if the Holy Spirit calls you, you will find yourself then on the narrow road that leads to life eternal. This is a blessed abode for all of God's children. Many want to go their own way. Many want to arch their back and rebel against the word of God. Many want to say, I determine my own destiny. I choose my career. I choose where I live. I choose who I worship. I choose the car I drive. And on and on and on it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. This idea that man has a choice is foolishness. You did not create yourself. You did not choose your own parents. You did not choose your own siblings. Spiritual understanding has to be revealed. You know, one does not have to be a rocket scientist to understand the gospel is really a simple plan. But to understand it and embrace it, one must be born again. The wisdom of this world is foolishness and leads man to hell, but the knowledge of Christ has to be revealed. God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. That's why men try to look so good in their own eyes. But to those who are born again, our flesh we despise. No, one does not have to be a rocket scientist to be born again. This is the work of the Spirit being wrought in him. This spiritual understanding in ourselves we never could afford, but Scripture tells us, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So let us remember, we need to pray that God would give us direction and guidance and strength, and not to rely upon ourselves. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family, because he holds the world in the palm of his hands. He's in charge of my and our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me, so to my Abba Father I cry out daily, have mercy on me is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children. He's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. Welcome aboard, Jeff Swayze. Well, let us always remember that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. Let us always remember that the bounds of our habitation are in his hands. In him we live and move and have our being. Let us always remember that we were chosen in him from the foundation of the world, that we were predestinated unto adoption if we're one of his. Let us remember that he is sovereign. He is the creator. We are the created beings. Let us remember that it was not my choice. It was his choice. You know, there's many people that put so much emphasis on their free will, not knowing that their will is not free. It's either a servant to Christ or they're in bondage to Satan. You can't have it both ways. Are you trusting in something that does not even exist? Your so-called free will? I want to conclude this today with, it was not my choice. I've read it many times, and I'll probably read it till the day I die. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that his Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill all that his Father required. Christ said, peace, be still. So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, it was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity to fulfill his perfect will. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way and guide you, direct you, comfort you, sustain you. It's my prayer. Have a blessed Monday, I pray. God bless.